ourselves crazy thinking about things.
May Kasahara paused.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird.
What?
Down there in the darkness, have you been thinking about your own death? About how you would die down there?
I took a moment to think about her question.
Nope,
I said.
That's one thing I haven't been thinking about.
Why not?
May Kasahara asked, with a note of disgust, as if she were speaking to a deformed animal.
Why haven't you been thinking about it? You're literally facing death right now. I'm not kidding around. I told you before, it's up to me whether you live or die.
You could drop a rock, I said.
A rock? What are you talking about?
You could find a big rock and drop it on me.
Well, sure, I could do that.
But she didn't seem to like the idea.
Anyhow, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, you must be starving. It's just going to get worse and worse, and you'll run out of water. So how can you not think about death? Don't you think it's weird?
Yes, I suppose it's kind of weird, I said. But I've been thinking about other things the whole time. I'll probably think about death, too, when I start to get really hungry. I've still got 3 weeks before I die, right?
That's if you have water,
said May Kasahara.
That's what happened with that Russian guy. He was a big landowner or something. The Revolutionary Guard threw him down an old mine shaft, but there was water seeping through the wall, so he licked it and kept himself alive. He was in total darkness, just like you, but you don't have much water, do you?
No, I said truthfully. Just a little left.
Then you'd better be careful with it,
said May Kasahara.
Take little sips, and take your time thinking about death, about how you're dying. You've still got plenty of time.
Why are you so determined to make me think about death? What's in it for you?
Nothing's in it for me,
May Kasahara shot back.
What makes you think there's anything in it for me for you to think about your own death? It's your life. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just interested.
Out of curiosity?
Yeah. Curiosity. About how people die. About how it feels to die. Curiosity.
May Kasahara fell silent. When the conversation broke off, a deep stillness filled in the space around me, as if it had been waiting for this opportunity. I wanted to raise my face and look up, to see whether May Kasahara was visible from down here. But the light was too strong. I was sure it would burn my eyes out.
There's something I want to tell you,
I said.
Okay, tell me.
My wife had a lover, I said. At least I'm pretty sure she did. I never realized it, but for months, while she was still living with me, she was sleeping with this guy. I couldn't believe it at first, but the more I thought about it, the more convinced I became. Now, looking back, I can see there were all kinds of little clues. She'd come home at crazy hours, or she'd flinch when I touched her. But I couldn't read the signals. I trusted her. I never thought she'd have an affair. It just never occurred to me.
Wow,
said May Kasahara.
So then one day she just left the house and never came back. We had breakfast together that morning. She went off to work in her usual outfit. All she had with her was her handbag, and she picked up a blouse and skirt at the cleaners, and that was it. No goodbye, no note, nothing. Kumiko was gone. Left all her things, clothes and everything. And she'll probably never come back here. Back to me. Not of her own accord, at least. That much I know.
Is Kumiko with the other guy now, do you think?
I don't know,
I said, shaking my head. As my head moved slowly through it, the surrounding air felt like some kind of heavy water, without the watery feel.